We will now proceed to our baptismal service. First, I want to read to you from the last few verses of the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And let's remember, this too is the word of God. And Jesus came and spoke to the disciples, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." It is important to read this for us to see that this is a procedure, we might say. This is a sacrament not invented by the church. Not, in fact, invented by John the Baptist. This is something given to Jesus' own church to be observed at all times. Baptism is a sacrament ordained by or begun by our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a sign and seal of the inclusion of the person who is baptized in the covenant of grace. Baptism with water teaches us that we and our children are conceived and born in sin. It is a sign of our dying to sin and our rising to newness of life by virtue of our union with Christ in his death and resurrection. It also signifies and seals to us cleansing from sin by the blood and Spirit of Christ. Since these gifts of salvation are the gracious provision of the triune God, who is pleased to claim us as his very own, we are baptized in the name, not names, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Baptized people are called upon to assume the obligations of the covenant. Baptism summons us, who are already baptized, to renounce sin and the world and to walk humbly with our God in devotion to his commandments. Now, although our young children don't yet understand these things, they're nevertheless to be baptized. For the promise of the covenant is made to believers and to their children, as God declared to Abraham in Genesis 17, verse 7, "And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be a God to you and your seed after you." Under the New Testament, no less than in the Old, the children of believers have, by virtue of their birth, an interest in the covenant and a right to the seal of it. The covenant of grace is the same in substance in both the Old and New Testaments. And baptism has replaced circumcision as the seal of that covenant, as we see being taught in Colossians 2, verses 11 and 12. Our Savior admitted little children into his presence, embracing them and blessing them and saying, "Of such is the kingdom of God," in Mark 10, verse 14. The grace signified in baptism is not tied to the moment of administration. And I will add my own personal thing. I was baptized in August of 1954. God saved me and gave me remission of sin and the gift of the Holy Spirit in July of 1969. So that was almost 15 years later. Scripture teaches that our children are covenantally holy before their baptism in 1 Corinthians 7:14. Baptism applies the promises and obligations of the covenant to our children and calls them to personal repentance and faith as they come to years of understanding. Now, many of you are already baptized. Please consider these things as binding upon you as well. If you are seeing sin in your life, repent of it. Stir up your faith. Make right use of your baptism as well. Now, I'd like to ask at this time that both Nathan and Lindsay would bring up Linnea, and I will have some questions for them. Normally, I am to ask the parents if they want, at this time, renew their profession of faith in Christ and acknowledge their acceptance of the covenant of communicant membership. But since we have, God willing, communion coming up in 2 weeks, I thought for the benefit and blessing of us all, I would go over these membership vows again. Number one, Nathan and Lindsay, do you believe the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments to be the Word of God, the only infallible rule for faith and life?
Yes.
Number two, do you believe in the one living and true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as revealed in the scriptures?
Yes.
Number three, do you repent of your sin, confess your guilt and helplessness as a sinner against God, profess Jesus Christ, Son of God, as your Savior and Lord, and dedicate yourself to His service? Do you promise that you will endeavor to forsake all sin and to conform your life to His teaching and example? Number four, do you promise to submit in the Lord to the teaching and government of this church as being based upon the scriptures and described in substance in the Constitution of the Reformed Presbyterian Church of North America? Do you recognize your responsibility to work with others in the church, and do you promise to support and encourage them in their service to the Lord? And in case you should need correction in doctrine or life, do you promise to respect the authority and discipline of the church?
Yes.
Number five, to the end that you may grow in the Christian life, do you promise that you will diligently read the Bible, engage in private prayer, keep the Lord's day, regularly attend the worship services, observe the appointed sacraments, and give to the Lord's work as He shall prosper you? Number six, do you purpose to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness in all the relationships of life, faithfully to perform your whole duty as a true servant of Jesus Christ, and seek to win others to Him?
Yes.
And finally, do you make this profession of faith and purpose in the presence of God in humble reliance upon His grace as you desire to give your account with joy at the last great day?
Yes.
Right. And then I would like to ask the congregation please to stand. I have a question for you. If you're a visitor, this is not obligated for you. Do you, the members of this congregation, receive this child into your fellowship and promise to pray for her and to help and encourage the parents as they seek to bring her up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord?
We do.
Yes. Right. Let's pray at this time. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you, Father, that you look upon these who are the fruit of our bodies and for the promises that you've given, that you will be a God to us and to our seed after us, that the promise of remission of sin and the gift of the Holy Spirit is to us and our children. We thank you, Father, that they are holy in your sight, that they are counted saints in your sight. We thank you for all this and for giving us as an aid to our faith this sacrament. We pray, Father, that you would be bringing Linnea and all the children of our congregation, and sooner rather than later, to her, to their own faith in Jesus Christ. Please have mercy upon them. Please be helping parents to rely upon these promises, faithfully to pray for their children, and faithfully to be rearing them up in your nurture and admonition. We ask, Father, at this time that you would set aside what water here we use and turn it from a common to a sacramental use. We ask all this, Father, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Please be seated. I'd like to ask if our elders could come up here, if you men are available. You got the hiccups. All right. So, Linnea Grace Beatty, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. May the Lord bless you, little one, and use you for His glory. Amen. And we will have a certificate for you folks. As I told you, Nathan, keep hold of it. It's a legal document as well. If you guys ever lose your birth certificate, it works for whatever is needed here in Ohio anyway. All right. Thank you so much. And you may be seated. At this time, let's stand again. I'd like to ask Elder Bowers, can you lead us in prayer of thanksgiving?
Pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and for this joyous occasion that we can come together on the Sabbath day, and Father, that we can see Lania, Grace, Beatty baptized into the kingdom of Christ. Father, we thank you for adding to your church. Father, we ask that you would help us as a congregation to come alongside the Beatties and Lania, and Father, that you would, as Pastor Bill has said, bring her to faith soon. Father, we ask that you would bless us for the rest of this day. We ask that you would guide us and direct us in your spirit. May we take this day and make it a joyful day, because today is the day of salvation. And so, Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Please be seated, all.